advertise on a podcast and chill network, email yondela@thisismcg.com. That's yondela @thisismcg.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of Podcast and Chill.
Like no other.
Hey, Ghost Lady. Hey. Today we're chilling with a friend of the show. Ooh. Am I correct in saying this is the first friend of the show we've had? Ne?
Yeah, this is the first.
Because normally we had super chillers.
Normally super chillers. Yes. Yeah, this is the first friend of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Colin Fega. How do we introduce you? Are you like a porn star or what? How do we introduce you?
Now I'm a porn star.
Porn star like that?
Porn star in the house!
She blows better than me, though.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it.
But I heard you got a special guest, the famous dildo. Where is it?
The famous dildo!
And the winner is...
It looks like a trophy.
Oh, wow. Dude, he is one.
It's crazy that you regard yourself as a porn star, because I didn't even know this was an industry in SA.
How?
Did you know that, Ghost Lady? How many porn stars do you know?
Okay. You see, they've not been recognized. They've never come forward.
Exactly.
This is the very first.
Yeah, because we only know Sondeza.com.
Yeah.
Mapuna, yes.
Mapuna.
That Titanic. That's the most famous girl from that Mapuna, Volume 1.
There's a girl called Titanic.
Yeah, some skinny girl. No ass. Skinny girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, did
yeah,
she
don't discriminate.
But she's still one of, like, a lot of people know Titanic. You'll see the comments. A lot of people know Titanic. Yeah. But I was hoping she would build onto that.
Mm. You know you're a fan of the show. He's a fan of you. Like, he's a super chiller.
I'm a fucking super only
I'm
fan.
Thankful for that, because that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Because he hit me up last night. To be honest, I don't know who you were until last night. And I don't know. Now I know who you are. Hey. Hey.
Which one is a smart?
What's he? You know what?
I had to do research.
Of course.
What did I say to you? I said the same thing to Sol. I was like, Sol, send me that link so I can do research for the show.
As I went to the bathroom last night, my woman's like, what are you doing?
Oh, last night.
I'm like, I'm doing research, baby.
And it was in the bathroom for 40 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
But I went onto your Instagram. You've got a link, ne? Yeah. On your link, there's a lot of things there.
All my links, yeah.
Yeah, you've got like
YouTube channel.
Okay, what's a, let me go to your Instagram again. What is your Instagram?
It's Xolisile.mvega, like small letters, see. Not underscore.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah. Last searched.
Last followed.
Oh shit! But I saw you've got okay. Can you bring up? I think I'm following the wrong one here.
Is it? Ooh. Yeah, there's a lot of Xolisile Mvegas out there who are scamming people. Don't get scammed.
The underscore is fake, man.
There's fake ones.
Yeah.
There's fake ones already.
Yes.
I mean, that's when you know you're big. Eh?
Yeah, you're a big deal, eh?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, actually, I had this Instagram. It was almost on 90K or 100K.
Yeah.
And it... I don't know, the Instagram disabled it. Mm. So yeah, this is it.
They
I
want to go to the they link. They do that because of the nudity. Always have a backup. Like a lot of
Because you know us content creators, OnlyFans girls, we do shout outs on the stories.
Yes.
And Instagram will be like, hello.
Oh, that's why.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wait, I don't understand that.
A couple of times.
I don't understand that. What happens?
You do shout-outs for shout-outs.
What's that?
Like tag each other.
On the stories. Like
other OnlyFans content creators.
Yeah.
Oh, and they don't want that on Instagram.
And the pictures, you know, because we do nudes
or
whatever. But then, this is for my emoji, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to be respectful.
To cover okay. up things,
yeah. So people can subscribe. It did that. It didn't work. I don't know.
And what about the Twitter? Because I heard you and Saul chatting off air about like this black Twitter, the Twitter that we know, and then there's like another Twitter.
Porn Twitter.
Porn Twitter.
OnlyFans yeah. Twitter, yeah?
For real?
Yeah. Twitter porn. Twitter
yeah.
porn.
Yeah. Oh. It's Twitter porn.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
They leak our shit out there. It's...
How do you find it? Is it like dark mode or something?
No, it's not. For me, it's not. Because then when I search my name, it's there.
Eh.
And you find out there's pages that actually post... us, the OnlyFans creators.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And then now they don't say Kolimvela because, you know, they take it down because I reported and then Twitter will take it down. But now they're just like XO at.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh huh.
They're trying to remix your name, some shit. And then, yeah.
Oh, so they're stealing your content.
No. Yeah, they screen record your content on OnlyFans and then they put it out there for Twitter for oh. I don't know what.
Yeah, because they don't make money from Twitter.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah.
Or wherever. Because in these porn sites, you need to set a verification. We see this is really you, an ID of some sort. So they're not making money of anything.
That's why I want to go to here. Okay, so on your, you've got a link, right? You've got X videos.
Ooh.
What happens there? Is that like stuff that you record just for X videos?
For some time, I thought of X videos as a like a promotional shit for my OnlyFans.
Oh.
But now I was like, yes, and let me just do the shit, man. Do porn shit and you know make money out of it. Cause X videos is like, okay, you can. Promote your shit
yeah.
for free.
Okay.
And get whatever you get paid for views and whatever.
You get paid on X videos.
Yeah, you get paid on views.
For real.
Yeah, and then there's X videos red where people can subscribe.
Yes.
Yeah, monthly or yearly. Hmm. So yeah, X videos pays you for that.
And you've got 4 million views on X videos.
Thank God for South Africa.
Hey, which video is that one? I didn't see that video.
No, this is the cumulative number for all her views on X video.
Yeah.
All her content. 4 million.
I get paid for that, and I get paid for. Now, the real money comes on X videos, red. People pay.
It's like premium.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
They get to watch the long shit.
Oh, it's like us having Patreon.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And people get to pay for that content.
Oh. Yeah, exclusive.
So now, if I record a home video, because I see a lot of home videos on XVideo, are those videos making money as well?
No, because most people actually create fake accounts and then they just lick shit. Mm. And then they post it on there.
Oh.
So if you really want to make money on porn sites, you need to verify your identification. You could see this is really you, and everything you post on there
is
yours. So owns. They can pay you.
Wow!
And how much can you make on X videos?
Yeah.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
Now let me explain this. Now you get paid on free videos. Now. The ones you post on public, and then you get paid. The real money comes in on the X videos red. Oh. Now, the tricky shit is they don't just pay you, like, okay, this person subscribes, here's your money.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You get your money, if you post a video now, you get your money after 2 or 3 months. Because now they do rechecks. Is this really you?
Mm.
Da, 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 this and that. Mm. So they don't even show you your earnings like on the public
domain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even show your earnings. They're like, we'll show your earnings after 2 months or 3 months.
What's the most you made from X videos?
Should I say?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Because we would love for more girls to get into your field.
Yes.
No. Listen, no, guys. Wait.
Wow.
What she does.
You
is
are here
sex
for the
work.
Ladies.
No, what she does is sex work.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there are girls who literally risk their health and life every day doing what she does, but doing it with 6-7 guys a day. You get me? Just to take what she takes. But if they can do what she takes, they could literally fuck one guy or two guys and make a ton of money. So it would be great. Because we've got a lot of calling figures. Mm. They just haven't fucked in front of the cameras for money.
Yeah.
So break it down to us.
Oh, so from the videos I've made, it's $5,000, but it accumulates. Yeah.
This is per video.
Yeah, not a per video.
From X videos, that's just one platform.
Yeah, that's one platform.
Yeah, so for the videos I've made, it's $5,000, but I haven't really withdrawal or anything like that. Kind of like my savings account.
You've got savings.
When your shit gets bad.
So that's your savings money from X videos.
Yeah, so that's like my savings money, and I'm waiting in a few months' time from now, like from my X videos, earnings.
Ooh, wow. So that's just from the free X videos.
That's just from the free.
Oh yeah. Shit. Because the X videos red is then the subscription.
The members.
Plus the views and everything.
Oh, that's crazy. So that's 70K from just the free X videos.
Yeah. Hmm.
And then, okay, OnlyFans. We know what happens on OnlyFans. There's Instagram.
You know.
Yeah.
YouTube. I went on YouTube. There's nothing there. You just created.
There's nothing. Actually, you know, on YouTube, before OnlyFans, I created that YouTube page, just to, because I was doing lingerie, photo shoots and shit like that. But I had an idea, Augusto, as in I'm just going to do like the behind the scenes.
Oh.
And I'm just going to post it on there. And I did post it on there, and then I deleted. I'm like, ugh, from now on, I'm just going to post serious stuff.
And then PayPal, you got a PayPal link here?
Yeah, I've got a PayPal link.
What's that for?
For the money. Some people just want to send you fucking money. Yeah.
For real? Oh, that's for blessings.
Yeah, God bless us.
For blessings.
Because you know,
no wonder we don't know it.
Because some people just send you money randomly, you know, and then they'll be DMing you like, hey, Chloe, that was me. And then they take a screenshot of the payment.
What happened to e-wallet?
Jesus. Oh, so
to e-wallet. No.
Oh, these are Americans.
Most of my subscribers are international.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. These are international.
Yeah.
These are international.
They want to see that African booty.
Mm. Yeah, ooh, and gross. People, yeah, they mostly complain about my subscription price.
Yeah.
Like $30. Fuck you, man. Who do you think you are? But, like, yeah, I just like, my subscription is $30. You take it or leave it.
And the internationals love
you.
They love you, ne?
They love me so much, and I really appreciate them for that.
What's the most you've gotten on PayPal from one guy?
Like from just, one guy?
Yeah.
$1,000.
Fuck. What did you do?
Nothing.
Yo.
I was just sitting at home and I got a notification pops out on my screen like, what? Okay.
So he's like, love your work. Here, yeah. Here's $1,000.
Golly, I think you're really pretty and keep going, man.
Nice.
That's it. I've never heard of that guy again.
We out here slaving, doing fucking podcasts 2 a week.
Listen.
Coming up with content.
Speaking for an hour.
Getting canceled. Fighting with people on Twitter. Like, shit. Like, fighting with everyone. You know? Just to get
$10.
Just to get peanuts.
Yeah.
And you get like $1,000 just to get penis.
Out of nowhere, man.
Okay, amazing, cool. And then we've got VIP OnlyFans. So that's pretty much also membership.
Prescriptions. $30.
Yeah, okay, cool. Pornhub, same as X video.
Yeah, most same like. Because now with Pornhub, if I take a video with Saul, they have my details. So this is you. You don't wear a mask or anything like that. But we also, if you post a video with Saul, I have to, as a content creator.
Which is coming. Literally, it's coming.
I have to Pornhub requests for you to actually send that person's real details, like the ID, him holding.
I wanted to ask about that. You see, the balaclava nigga, right?
Yeah.
So, how is his identity identified?
Who's the balaclava nigga?
No, he doesn't want to be identified.
Oh, so he doesn't even get paid.
From where?
So the balaclava guy is the guy
you work with, who basically fucks on camera,
but he covers his face.
Exactly. Because he doesn't want his real identity out there.
His girlfriend now seeing him, the dowel.
So what does he get out of it? He's just fucking.
Exactly.
Okay, with the balaclava... clever guy, we had a mutual agreement.
Okay.
A mutual agreement. Because listen, I want to get into porn, and I was single then, so I was just like, oh, man, we can fuck. And you are his a videographer, or photographer guy. He's well known, ne? So,
who offense?
No,
Morse. Nah, that nigga skinny, bro. The black type of guy is skinny, man.
Oh,
yeah, he can see.
So he just got photographers, eh?
So he was.
You won't take offense, Mr. Morse is just better. I know you won't take offense.
So he does commercial work most of the time.
Oh. Is he well known?
Yeah,
Not
well known, but he is known. Like,
he's a known photographer.
Yeah.
Can I start throwing out names?
No.
Focus.
No, don't do that.
Oh.
So he followed me on that disabled account on Instagram. Mm. And I followed him. I checked on his work. I'm like, oh, damn, you're good. Mm. And it was like, since I was taking thirst traps on the time.
Yeah.
That's
just
how
like, I was like, ugh, man, I want to take pictures and shit like that, you know, and then tag you some sort of shit like that. So then I got into OnlyFans. Then it was more like, since I wanted to do porn.
Mm.
I was like, dude, so what do you think of this?
So this nigga shoots, edits, and he's in the car.
Yep.
And he fucks me.
Yo. And he fucks her. Wearing a balaclava.
Yo.
No wonder they like doggy. They like doggy style. Look at that cuckoo on my door. He's the mistake of porn.
Yeah, he's a good guy, no.
Nah, but he can fuck. Shout out to him.
How would you know, bro?
How would I know?
How would you know he could fuck?
Well, you can see when a guy can fuck.
Yeah.
When a guy fucks well, yeah.
Yeah. Do I look like I can fuck?
No. No, you don't, man.
No, how do you establish that? No, so how,
yeah. Yeah, how do you know? How do you know?
Ah, you look weak. Swat! Swat! Weak! Swat!
Weak! Nah. Like, can you tell if a nigga can fuck?
No, I can't tell.
Really?
I can't
so how
tell.
Can Saul tell?
Saul.
Yeah, because for me, I've met niggas, I'll be like.
Just by meeting him.
By meeting him, I'm gonna. Because now the nigga talks and you can tell if he's weak, man.
Yeah.
Just from talking.
Just talk.
Just from talking, man. The
Are
way,
you serious?
Yeah.
No, I the can way. Fuck, bro. Fam. Fam.
You know a nigga, how they represent themselves.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
But then again, a nigga represents themselves well, they talk well, they smell good, and then you fucked and they whack. But it's okay.
Aww.
So was Balaclava a good fuck, like Saul saying? Because he says he can tell.
Yeah, he is a
you
good
know
fuck.
The guy can Ooh. Fuck, bro.
Nah.
Is it him on both
That's
the videos?
That's why I'm also surprised when I get like comments on people saying, oh, that nigga weak, that nigga this, that nigga. And I'm like,
a lot of guys do that on the comments.
Hello, my womb is shifted on the side. What the fuck are you talking about? So it is what it is. Just like whatever you read about, it's not actually true.
So okay. If you wanted to be faceless, I mean, if you wanted to show his face, would you have to pay him then?
I guess.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I have to pay him, man. Like, I respect him that much, you could say, yeah.
So right now, when you make, let's say you make like $4,000 from the video he's featured on, that's you don't pay him, he doesn't want anything from that?
No, because he's faceless. I couldn't even go buy a club.
No, but they have an arrangement. They have an arrangement
yes,
together.
He worked.
And he edits everything, da-da-da, and everything like that. So, because I don't do edits, I'm just like, I don't like this song.
Mm.
I don't like this like that.
Yeah.
That's just my input.
Yeah.
But, he just recently said, Ugusi, you know what? Let's just do this on the formal shit. Because, like, you're making money.
Oh, you saw how much money you're making. Yeah.
No, I told him how much I sell the video on OnlyFans.
Mm.
And he was like, dude, I need a piece of that.
Okay. Yeah.
The fuck, Golly?
But naturally, universally, do the niggas that get fucked or fuck get paid?
Hey, which...
Yeah, you know, niggas just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Just on pussy
for free.
But I've noticed
they don't give a fuck about hey, how much you're making. They just wanna fuck you and that's it.
Mm.
And most of my friends, they'll be like, Oli, are you doing good, eh? Listen, I've always dreamt of being on a porn scene.
Mm.
Please feature me when, you know, just think about it. But I would love to be on a porn scene. Of course, my face will be
covered. Because
they're worried about their professionals or whatnot. Mm. But, like, just fuck me, man. I'd love to watch a scene and be like, ugh.
That was
yeah, me. That's me.
Oh.
So the money part is just like, and it's a win for me. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when a guy says, please feature me, what would you want to see? Because I'm sure there's like some CV.
Yeah.
You want to see videos of them and the work they've done.
What do they say?
You can't take your time.
No, like if I don't know anything about you, because people have actually approached me on that. Guys have actually, they approached me on fake accounts.
Mm, I see.
It's either the fake account or...
Who looks like a good fuck between me and Saul?
Be honest.
Be honest.
I don't take offense. Mm.
And just remember whose podcast it is.
Remember the name.
I'm going to be honest, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be wrong. Yeah. I don't think none of you are good fucks.
Hey! Okay, that's
I've got I've got a sex tape, right? Just that. You watch. And to prove this is me.
What?
You can see this is
so,
me.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah.
That's the girl, right?
Yeah. For real?
Let me hold up on.
Now, we're going to play this. So... You're gonna tell
That's
me,
a
right?
Nice booty
you're gonna tell me. Nah, you're gonna tell
so
me if
booty.
I can fuck or not, right?
Hey!
Sonny's booty! I just had told booty!
I'm scared!
Wait, listen, wait, there's audio there.
Oh my goodness, fuck, Saul.
Yeah, that's
no,
me. That's
listen,
me.
I can tell by the belly that it's him, man.
And the picture that I showed you, it's the same room. It's the same day.
Yeah.
Saul, I'll never look at you the same.
Quiet, man. Let the people hear the audio, yeah, the chillers.
Let's play the audio, yeah.
Yeah, let's play the video in fact.
This is dope, man.
So are we shooting or what?
How work?
And it goes on. That's like a minute of 20 minutes.
This is so less conditioning,
the effort, though. You know what I also take into consideration?
Heaven! Which one?
What did you see? A phone?
Okay. MacGyver, what did you see?
Hey!
What did you see? Please, I need to see. So.
Hi.
Saul, is this you?
Hi.
So okay. We want to ask you again, between MacGyver and I, who can fuck?
Okay. Now, Let's see yours, MacGyver.
There are some fat guys who can fuck. Like, between MacGyver, who can fuck?
Damn. No, I fuck guys who are thicker and fat.
Yeah.
Nah, some guys can
so
really
is this
fuck.
You? Is this you, Saul?
Well done, Saul.
Look at the girl, right?
We've not been into your room.
No, listen, no. He's holding a phone, hand, and he's just
hitting it.
That's a lot of effort.
Yes, yes.
For me, that's but a lot of effort. Sorry. Yeah. Saul Penduka.
I'm good. Saul Penduka, back one.
Nice.
Oh shit.
Your funding game
okay.
is on
oh,
flip.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Penduka. Yeah, hey, you came prepared today.
Yeah.
You came prepared.
No, I didn't even prepare it. I just remembered, oh fuck, I've got this thing on you.
Oh.
So yeah, I might as well ask you, for some professional rating.
Yeah. Like a red card, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Ah, you can fuck my nigga.
No, of course. The problem was Home Affairs, like they spelled the Penduka wrong. It was supposed to be an L, you know, instead of the K. It was supposed to be salt Pendula.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Cool. So we're talking about money, yeah?
Yeah.
So we've spoken about Pornhub, X videos, OnlyFans. How much are you making? Because they're all different platforms.
I'm not making as much as, you know when you do your research and you think, oh man, I can do a sex tape and I put it out there and I get my millions, you know? It's not that. It's just like, hey, sissy, calm down.
But it's still a lot. It's in dollars.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm really honored. I'm honored to be doing porn.
Okay, a month, how much would you say you
make? What can you afford? What's the biggest expense or whatever that you bought that was like, you know what, it's from this, I acquired this?
The biggest expense that I've bought?
Yeah.
No, I've always just been like, bitch, cool down. Okay. Let's fix home first.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Good, yeah. Good, good.
Because I can easily
take
get
care
a,
of the family.
I could
easily
get a car and you know, your buy those Louis Vuitton bags and shit, you know, just I do for the gram and shit, but I'm not like that. I'm just like, okay, let me just fix home. Let me do this. Yeah. Let me do that.
I'm trying to find out how much you're making a month, man.
A month?
Yeah.
I don't keep tabs on that because, you know, like...
Plus, minus.
Yeah. Plus minus. Or minus. 90K. Yeah, 90K.
Dollars.
No. 90K no, in
dollars.
Rent.
Oh, in rent.
Oh. In rent.
That's millions. That'll be millions.
Yeah, that's like a mil, bro. That's like, you're looking at
90K a month.
By the look of things, it can, if I can make 26 tape... and then drop them like every month.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
One. One. I can make a lot.
Because you're doing what most OnlyFans girls in South Africa don't do, which is fucking. And that's what the guys want to see.
But then again, I can understand. I need to, most these girls are discreet about their identity. They're discreet about a lot of things, Nje. So I can understand since I'm in the pot.
And you're not discreet because... There's a girl, Fezile Phillips, I think, and she used to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh. And she had a huge future.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. She disappeared.
Yeah.
But now, when you're going to decide, okay, now I'm going to start fucking, right?
Yeah.
How do you tell your parents? And by the time you tell them, did they know that you were already doing this kind of thing? Because it's going to get to them, obviously, the videos.
Another thing... I'm calling myself my real name. Ulsulim Fega is a real
name. Oh, shit. It's your real name?
Yeah. And then I thought to myself, as in, this is going to come out either way, you know? And thankfully, for my sake, my mom is really, like, open-minded.
Wow.
Yeah, I did OnlyFans.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I did OnlyFans. I told her about it. So now she was, like, asking me, hey,
what do you guys- How do I get on?
Do you get it from your mama?
Yeah, I did. And my grandmother. Mm. I think my grandmother, because she fine. Mm. You know, she got the shape and everything. So now...
Yeah?
Hey, yeah, I'm Vodacom. Gogo wants to fuck you, have a Gogo.
So, you know, I was like, it's... Because now my mom used to get random calls before I started OnlyFans. Then months down the line, my mom got like random calls from girls, you know?
Totally girls.
With private calls. Hey, how can you let your daughter do this, do this, do that? And then my mom would just the next day be like, because she's really protective now. She doesn't want to come out to me like, hey, I got a call, this and that.
Okay.
Just like a few days down the line, hey, Koli, I got a call from a very mysterious call, private number, from people saying that you are showing your nakedness online. And listen, I really need you to be honest with me. What's going on? And I was like, before I even tell her. And then I was like, mom, there's this thing called OnlyFans. Because now when I got my first payment from OnlyFans back home, I fixed my room. I bought a new bed, new wardrobe.
Nah. Without her knowing.
Yeah, without her knowing.
Where's this money
I was just
from?
Like, this influencer money is really hitting it now. Yeah, so it's just like so she was like, girl, what's up? And I'm like,
what's your dad saying?
My dad. Yeah. Actually, I don't know my biological dad. My stepfather has been the only dad I know. So I've been, we've been like as girls, my mom and I, like
she's a best friend.
Yeah, like girl.
So he knows now. Lot.
He doesn't know, your stepfather.
No, he does know because my mom told her about everything. Because now when I told her about porn, like, hey, listen, I know I've been doing OnlyFans and just taking pictures of your titties and pussy and shit. But girl, I really want to get into porn, so I don't care.
How crazy would it be if your biological dad has seen one of your videos?
Ooh.
And he busted a nut.
Shit would hit the OnlyFans.
True though.
It's possible.
But he can't fucking react. He hasn't been here.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, nigga. Absent nigga. Shit.
Imagine being your dad's fave.
So my mom told dad about it, and my dad just, listen, Ollie, you've been a good kid all your life. If you think this is the best decision for you, listen, baby girl.
Thank you. What's his name? What's his name? First name.
Sipo,
thank you so much, Sipo.
Wow, that's amazing.
Sipo, not.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sipo.
So, and then he sent me a long essay on MetApp. And then I called my mom. Girl, why is my dad saying these things? Did you tell him about this?
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I didn't have no choice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm sure now when people troll you on Twitter and so you could,
it's just like,
because you've got the greatest support ever.
Yeah. So my parents just like, ah, man, I'm thankful. Like,
and I saw a tweet, someone said, hey, I know people will judge you, whatever. I think it's one of your neighbors. And they said, shout out to you because I see the work you're doing at home.
Yeah.
I remember that tweet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Because one thing when I was growing up and I was trying this modeling thing and trying this acting thing,
it just didn't work
out. You know, this entertainment industry is just so hard to just actually make it.
Yeah, it's tough.
You could have done couch casting. I mean.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
No, man. Come on.
Did you just say couch?
She was 14. There was just some old niggas trying to get out. There was no bastard.
No, couch casting is when they say, fuck me for a role.
Yeah, like the people in power.
I don't know that. Anyway, for me, it was just like, let me just make the most important people in my life. Regardless of what I do for a living, let me just make them proud.
So what were you doing before porn?
I was a waitress. Yeah, because I was a waitress at Wimpy. I was a waitress at this club in Nagina. I forgot the name. So I was just like, yeah, I'm just keep hustling. And then with the acting thing, thank God now, like, I'm an adult actress. So it's okay.
Yeah.
So I've just been going to auditions, and I actually, that audition from Richards Bay in Durban was successful. I got the role. Yeah.
As and what?
As Usne. You know, the whore in the, like, the bitch in the neighborhood. You know?
For what show is this?
What show is this?
The tricky shit about that's when I realized was that entertainment industry, I know it sounds on Nisa, bro.
Because
we got paid after months. Now we
what even, show are you talking
about?
It was on KZN and something. It was supposed to be on KZN. It never was broadcast. broadcasted anywhere.
It's KZN.
A channel.
A channel.
Yeah, KZN TV. Yeah, I think on DSTV. Or something.
Oh, yeah. Like Soto TV.
Yeah, yeah, KZN something. It was supposed to be there. And they never gave us a date to go see, hey, this is when the show is going to come out.
Mm, da, da, da. Oh, those good movies.
Yeah, those good movies.
I
don't think this movie existed.
Yeah. Because you didn't see it.
I was actually disappointed with why, because I needed to see myself on there.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that's when I actually had.
And you didn't show bums, have sex or anything,
right? No, I was just a drunkard. Like.
So would you get back? Drunkard. Would you get back into TV now if the queen comes, says, listen, we need a whore?
Mm. Ah, definitely, man.
Mm. Is it?
Definitely.
That's a piece of cake.
Mm. Nah, definitely, I'll do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But now, so you're shooting this porn by yourself with the guy. If an international company came along, right?
Yes.
That has shot like your Cherokees and Pinkies in this world, and they say, come, we want you to fuck Rico Strong, which is like a famous porn star. You probably know him. Would you take that gig of being a porn star out of OnlyFans?
Are you honestly asking me this question?
Because it's a yes.
I'll do it in a hard fucking bit.
Wow. So you haven't had offers, like international offers? Because I think your work is amazing.
I've just had offers from international subscribers, you know, guys.
Yeah, who just want to fuck and
fuck and give you money then.
How many guys have you fucked on camera?
On camera?
Yeah.
And how many relationships have you been in?
Fucked on camera, one. Relationships from when I got into puberty or what?
No, I'm just saying like... actually, since you've been on, like, since, like, 2019, like, on... OnlyFans, for instance.
Oh.
So are you currently in a relationship? Like, what does...
I think she is.
I am on a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a guy you fuck on your OnlyFans without a condom. So I think that's how I can tell.
That's the boyfriend?
Of course.
Sure.
No, with a condom, no.
No, with the condom, it's obviously
the balaclava.
Jack of all trades guy.
But then this guy, the guy that I'm in a relationship with, was like, girl, look, I get what you do.
Mm. Yeah.
I get what you do. I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
Okay.
But listen, let's just take this like, let's just go get tested, you know?
Okay.
And then everything, then we just fuck raw. I'm like, okay, cool.
So Saul is right. He's the one on camera.
Actually, there's no video out with him.
Oh. Mm.
It's just boyfriend.
My boyfriend now.
So who's the one that she fucked
raw?
So
what about the back shot?
No,
there's a back shot on OnlyFans.
Oh, no, listen.
Where there's no
condo. listen, guys. I have a problem with memory, ne? Okay.
Mm. No problem.
No, I remember the back shot. That was the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Trust him to know.
He has studied all the material.
Yeah, he subscribed to my OnlyFans. He showed me the picture where I actually asked for people to tip to actually get a full video.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How does he feel? Like, when you told him that, okay, because I think a lot of guys wouldn't mind dating an OnlyFans girl who's not fucking.
Mm-hmm.
But once you started to say, okay, I'm going to fuck, how did he feel about it and how did you twist his arm?
It was, you know.
I see why you love
No, listen, you know, honestly, I wanted to go to porn, ne? When I first met him at Cubana, he was like, oh, so what are you doing? I'm like, porn. And he was like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
What did you say? I'm like, porn. So it's like, you do porn like this porn, or just like pussy porn.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just like, all of it. It was just so understanding. But knowing me, like, I've been with niggas, ne? Niggas will say this and do less.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, so he just want to fuck. But I'll give him a chance because he's a nice guy, apparently.
Do famous guys hit you up?
Yeah, they do.
Is it?
Who's hit you up?
Mom.
I can't say names.
Give us a clue.
Come on.
DJs.
Hey, Major League. Oh, Major League.
Radio. Oh, but most...
radio.
These radio... What do you call them? Radio...
DJs? Just a DJ.
Yeah. Radio DJs.
Yeah, who? Where's the fun in that?
How?
They're married, man.
Oh, okay. Tell us the ones that are not married. We want to break up a happy
one. Most of them are married, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, they have girlfriends online. Mm. Like, listen, I've made peace with the fact that I'm a hoe, but I don't have to drag everyone in.
Okay, give us a... Yeah, true, but give us a station. Just give us a station. Give us a frequency.
A frequency.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know meds. Don't worry. You're not put two and two together.
So the thing I'll say is, there's two from Durban.
Okay.
Three from here.
So from Ukhozi, there's two.
Okay. Ah, Kakas. I think it's Kakas.
Oh, it's Kakas.
Yeah, there's one there.
One
there's
Kakasi, one Kakas. One Ukhozi.
Yeah. Here, what do we have here? We got Y, Metro.
Did someone want to 99 for 2 days? For 2 days.
Wait, guys, it's 5 FM from here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
5 FM.
Wait, what year?
I don't know.
5 FM. What year was this? What year? Definitely was not me. It wasn't me. What year did the 5 FM guy hit
you? I can't remember. Because now...
Sol, I think someone hit it first.
I'll hit it the best. Doesn't matter.
Because it's like, you know, when guys hit me up on the DM, I first look on their profiles and just be like, nigga, that's you.
Would you take a gangbang?
Good money, of course, man.
Do it on your OnlyFans. I think it's gonna fucking blow.
How many guys would you take?
I think, for starters, I've taken 2 guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Off camera.
Okay.
I've taken 2 guys.
Yeah.
On camera, I can take 5.
Was it balaclava and zegazega? Off camera, was it balaclava and zegazega? They were competing. We can come first.
No, I'm saying that it was just me as a woman experimenting.
Oh,
just you having fun, right?
Yeah, just me having fun. Like, what else can I take? Because again, it was. You know, I thought of doing porn like long fucking time ago. I know my granny will be ashamed of this, but a long time ago. But now I just wanted, like, there's a chance that now these 5 guys are here. What else we can do?
Please do it on your OnlyFans.
You know what I'm curious to find out?
Yeah.
What is it that you would never do?
Yeah.
Like, what's your limit? Like, this I would never ever do.
Because you've done girl to girl, ne?
Yeah, she's done girl to girl.
What is off limits for you?
It's tough.
Sexually.
Anything. Like, okay, obviously, well.
Okay, the anal, it's not off limits because I've tried anal with this guy.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. We must give this guy a name, man.
Oh. And, you know, I just gave this guy a head. So,
can't be Buster. Buster likes small cheeks.
Yeah. You know, for me now...
So you said you've tried anal with this and you could only put in this part?
Yeah, this part.
No way.
Listen, you know, for me now, because I look...
No way. You can do better than that.
Now, for me now, I treat myself as a brand, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
If some people... Because now I don't want to... Now, I don't
know. What does
that
brand have to do with anal? Where are we going here?
You know,
because this
like
is
I need
brand.
You to understand this, ne?
Yeah.
I'm a porn star.
Yeah.
Okay. If we had to do a gangbang, it has to be on camera.
Okay.
Anything extreme has to be on camera for my sake. I need to monetize on that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not about fun and whatever not. It's just about like getting the bag. So now, if a nigga comes or niggas come and say, "Kali, want to do a gangbang," the money has to be good.
You know, the world record is 300 guys. right now?
300 guys.
Yeah.
To one woman.
Yeah. Would you do that one? For the bag, for the right bag. Would you gangbang 300 guys same time?
Of course.
For the right bag.
If there are millions, I'll do it. But not sober, of course.
Sure.
I can't do any shit sober. Like, this is dick we're talking about. Talking about small, medium, extra large.
What's the biggest dick you've seen?
Seeing one thing.
Is it bigger than that mask guy? That mask guy. He's got a big dick.
Yeah, he's got the long dick and it's thick.
Yeah, it's got a big dick.
It's very nice.
That's the biggest one you've seen?
No.
Which is the... show me, like, with my hand. Biggest one you've seen.
The biggest dick from here...
A proper vendor guy would have said, compare it to my dick. But him, he has to fucking pull up his sleeves. Shit. Hocktown vendors. Suburban vendors.
I can't... You know, the biggest dick I've seen, I can't really describe it because... It's thick. One. Mm-hmm. It's too thick.
You use your mic stand here. How thick is it there? Like that,
it's thick.
Okay.
And it's long.
How long?
Like this long.
Oh, that's not bad. That looks like the dildo.
Ooh, nigga. Nigga! Hey. That thing goes into your vagina. Just imagine that shit going up on your ass.
So you wouldn't do anal?
No, she would. I've seen her with a butt plug. Well, is that a butt plug on your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
How? What's the length of that thing?
It's just like, by the stick. It's like round it? And shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just like.
But I'm pretty sure you could take this guy.
No.
Lube.
Yeah, with a lot of practice, I can.
And lube, yeah.
But then again, I was on Chatterbase. This guy paid for a private room.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I want you to take that shit on your anus, okay?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, daddy.
What's Chatterbox? What's that?
Chatterbase,
what's that?
It's like a streaming site.
Yeah.
You can actually go online.
Yeah.
And then people would...
pay to watch.
Request you for a private room.
Oh.
Where they pay per minute to actually see you and do whatever the fuck they ask.
Yeah, what? There's so many of those.
Yeah, this industry.
What's the
crazy,
weirdest thing you've been asked to do? What's the weirdest thing that you've been asked to do?
Oh, these white niggas are really, really weird, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you let someone shit on your face?
Good money, yes.
For the money.
For the money.
I like
I'll
that.
Do
you,
I love
being
your
honest.
Fucking
yeah,
honesty.
Yeah, you're being honest, man.
I love your honesty.
Yeah. Shit on my face, shit on whatever. My certificates, my matrix is. Shit on that. Shit on that. Shit on that, nigga. Let's give me the bag.
Shit. Crazy.
You know, he's thinking about it.
Nah, man, I don't like shitting on women. Nah, I don't.
Just
do
give
that,
me a check, ne?
Yeah.
No, not a check, eh?
Yeah.
Just send money on my account.
PayPal. Yes.
Not PayPal. All my F&B apps or whatever. Just send it there.
Yeah.
As
what
a,
if?
As a porn star, what do you think is the difference between porn stars and slay queens?
Slay queens. A porn star is... I'm going to get canceled for this. A porn star is someone who actually just like, hey, because for me, if you want us to do a hookup,
yeah,
I don't mind you wearing a mask or anything.
Yeah.
But of course, I'll be like, nigga, hey, listen, you booked us a nice place.
Yes.
Nice view and shit.
Yeah.
I'll bring my cameras and all that.
Okay.
Can we...
Record.
Can we record this? This will be great for my channel, whatsoever.
And you can put a balaclava, no one will know.
Exactly.
You are paying me.
Okay.
Nah, for the pussy, of course.
Yeah.
The pleasure and whatnot. And then.
You still make more money after this.
I still make more money on my side.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Whereas now,
so for me, it's just like more money. Hey, are you okay with this? Can we record this?
Because for me, so I respect porn stars more than slay queens because they're owning their shit.
Yeah, thank you. Porn stars own their shit.
Yes.
And slay queens and porn stars, they pretty much do the same shit for the same reason, money.
Yeah, money.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Mm. They proudly own their shit.
But I really do respect, since I got into this industry, OnlyFans and porn star shit, I really respected people's being like strict about their shit. Mm. Sorry. I'm really drunk, eh?
No, don't worry. It's all good.
Please fill me more.
Fill up.
Like, no, I can understand if someone is saying I'm doing hookups.
So thoughts.
But I really don't want people to know because I'm actually doing hookups.
That's okay. Cause
yeah, that's okay.
That's like any other girl who's selling ass at a club in Joburg.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Like, I respect that on another level. Like, oh, okay. But now, if you're...
But do they give you beef, slay queens?
Nah.
Like, how could
all.
You? They don't.
Not
like,
at all.
Nah.
It's like the cat cuddle, the what? The bottle cat... Calling the cat black?
Yeah, the kettle calling the pot
yes.
black. They never.
No,
you're in your
never.
Own lane. You don't exactly.
Never. And I've
so who do you get hate from then?
Hate from?
Mm.
Yo.
Is it the ones who want to do it but
you
can't?
Know, cause, you know, because I usually get hate from Facebook, honestly, because it's family orientated, ne?
Oh.
So it's just like people who've known me from childhood, from high school and shit, and people just like, you're on fancy selling pussy, whatever, this is so disgusting. I am just like, no, from my point of view, like, I can understand that, but
why
be careful.
Do you understand it? Don't.
No, I can understand where people come from, because I was at some point in my life being on their shoes. You know, like, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah,
why would she show a bottle on camera? Like,
and you've never been like sexually harassed or anything, ne?
Honestly, no.
Nice.
So now, when do you get people who recognize you? Well, after this, you will. But do people who recognize you in the streets who are like maybe not even subscribers, but have seen your work online?
Yeah, I do get a lot of that. But you know what? I think people are. I just scared, you know, to just like come up to me at the mall, like, hey, are you Colin Vega?
But you see the looks.
Yeah, like, are you Colin Vega? Because now I know where they know me from. Yeah. So they, I don't know, they'll probably think I'm judging them or anything like that, but it's just like, hey, I've seen you at this mall, da 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 da.
Do you have a kid?
No, I don't have any kids. Oh, I've never been pregnant or any shit like that. And kids are not on my list right now.
So are these your kids? The black member in front of you? The famous member?
This one?
Yes.
This is my husband.
This is your husband?
Yes.
So are you going to demonstrate something? Like, it's there just like, what are you going to do for
us? Just ask properly if you want lessons on something. Is there something you're lacking?
Yeah, is there something you're lacking at all?
After all, you're faceless. This is your moment to learn. You're faceless after all. No one knows you.
Okay, something I want to improve on.
Okay.
Is, what do they call this song?
Deep throat.
Gagging.
Deep throat.
Yeah, gagging also.
Yeah, gagging. It's just that.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Demonstrate the best way to give head as head. A porn star.
As a porn star.
Yeah, well, how do you start it? How do
but
you do
then it? Again, Meg G, I'm an upcoming porn star.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
No, as a woman, just show us how, the best way.
Yes, how do you start with hold it?
Basically, women out there
this
who
has
struggle
to, be wet.
To give head.
Okay. This has to be wet.
Okay.
All of this has to be wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're spitting on that shit.
You just work your tongue around it like
the tip.
It's wet, ne? It's not. It's dry. You spit on it like. And then the balls, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, the balls.
Okay.
How far down can it go?
Make sure you arrived.
You know, because one thing,
guys, stand up.
One thing I've realized,
all the guys stand up. All the men must
stand
up.
One thing I've realized, ne, is everything is important, ne. The balls, this side, that side. If you're sucking on this, you have to touch this side. If you're sucking on this, you have to.
It,
you know,
it's very quiet.
You know, I've actually, I was surprised. Ne, I was giving this a guy a blowjob, and I was, you know, because I'm just like, push yourself, girl. You can do better than this. You can do better. Just better. They like that.
It's gagging. That's not gagging.
Like, oh baby, go the fuck down.
Keep up.
And I'm just like,
it must
okay,
hit that dangly
try.
Thing behind my throat.
Because I'm open about shit. So if I can't go here, I tell you, man. Like,
that's okay.
Listen, I really enjoy.
But you can't go that
but
far.
But I can't go that far. But I'll practice.
Okay.
And then they go be like,
how deep can you,
how
deep can you take
can.
It? How deep can you take it? Let's see.
This one. How deep can it go? Show us the deepest. Yes. Yes.
Deeper. Yes. Deeper.
Deeper. Deeper. Deeper, mama. Deeper, mama.
It's so crazy.
I don't want to choke and have a seizure on here. Mm-mm.
But it's so crazy. Cool. Giving it is like an art.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah,
an it's art.
Ask about your experience.
Yeah. No, it's an art.
No, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's similar to giving a girl head. You see, when you said, don't focus on one part, and it's like guys, they always focus on the clitoris of a guy, of the lady.
Yeah.
But don't. You need to.
Don't.
Pussy's made up of so many parts.
Do you need to
right?
make love with the shit.
Similar
like,
to the dick. Yeah. Exactly.
Careful,
right. Exactly.
Just make love to
and then
it,
you lick
man.
The balls. Thank you.
Did you learn? Are you satisfied? Ghost Lady, did you learn something?
No, I learned something.
You learned something?
Wow. I'm impressed. Oh, and on a tip down there, ne?
Yes.
Next to the anus.
When you.
Niggas go crazy.
You see, I told you. I told you that I've heard guys, you like to be fiddled down there.
Look, I don't, I'm open to it.
Oh, now you're open. You're the virgin. You're not going to do it last week for even $10.
You
refuse.
I want a girl who knows what she's doing. I don't want someone who's just going to call us on me. You get me? Like someone who knows how to do it. Uh-huh. Have you done it to a guy who hadn't done it before and he came? Because, like, when, by doing something up his ass.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was just like, since I'm down here. You know, since I'm down here, let me just. Because I've heard about this shit. And it's just the tip of it. Like. And I didn't do my nails. So I was just.
You see, that's the key. Don't do your nails, ladies.
Everything has to be wet. That's the trick.
Yes.
Everything
lubricated.
Has to be wet.
Well lubricated. Yeah.
Lubricated with your, what's this?
Saliva.
Amate. Saliva. Amate. Yeah. And then you just, now,
wow.
Your balls are on your face. Your dick, his dick is on your hand. Just watching him. Like, he's just lubricating. And he just, because now for me, it was, the first time I did it, it was like, I want to see his reaction. And so I'm just like, the guy.
Yeah.
You know those Zulu proud shit guys?
Yeah.
I was just like, tip. I'm like,
The Zulu-ness just flies out the window. Flies out the end.
Like, and I'm like, wow. For me, it's like an accomplishment. Like, wow. And this is my first time doing it.
After this, we'll have no Zulu men.
Please don't cancel me.
Which celeb would you like to fuck on camera?
Celebrity. It's a trick because I don't even have celebrities that I like.
For real? Yeah. Not even one?
Not even one.
International even?
International. There's this guy on Pornhub. Who does porn? King Nassai.
King Nassai.
King Nassai. Oh, fucking legend.
Kimango.
Yeah, yeah.
King Nassai.
Let me Google him.
Is that the one who can actually give himself a blowjob? Is that that? Is it that one?
Let me show you King Nassai, bro.
Can he give himself a blowjob?
This guy can give himself a blowjob?
Yes.
Listen, I'll fuck that guy back forth however he wants it.
King Nassai is, he's basically an OnlyFans guy as well. He's got his own OnlyFans page as well. Fuck, I'm trying to find...
People pronounce him on so different levels, like King Nassai.
Yeah,
King Nassai. Yes, King
Nassai is an N-A-S.
Like Nas.
N-A-S-I-R. Yeah.
It says musical artist here.
That's Nas, maybe.
You know,
that's Nassai, bro. Oh man, I've got King Nassai.
And he's skinny. You know, I love
skinny, dark. Ooh, here's King Nassai. Okay, I'll show Mac. You know him. Okay.
And he's.
Oh, you won't see his face now, but that's him. That's actually him. Oh, look, you see the cut? King Nassai, Mother Phoenix. That's him. You won't see his face, but you don't need to see his face.
Oh, this is King Nassai.
That's King Nassai with Mother Phoenix. Mother Phoenix is a porn star who's also on OnlyFans. Now, I've noticed I've noticed a trend, right?
What trend? Guys, can I get a refill?
Yes, guys, a refill. Did you finish the bottle?
Refill it then.
That's a fat ass also.
Yeah, that's Mother Phoenix.
Yeah. And you know what I like about him? Straight face, man.
Yes. There is a viral video of him. He's the guy who is smashing a girl, then removes the girl's weave and wears it on him, the wig. That's King Nassai. Yeah. Have you seen that video? No one? That's a very famous video of him. By the way, that guy's dad, King Nassai,
is
a porn star. No. And the dad is a porn star also. But he's new, the dad.
Yeah.
And they're looking for a girl, by the way, who wants to fuck both of them.
He's going to record most of his porn production whatsoever on Africa. And Deep Brown was like, boy, I'm here.
You wanna work with him, man.
I'm here.
Why don't you reach out? Can't you inbox him on OnlyFans and reach out to him?
You should.
Or you want to get your profile very up. Then, because he's like...
But what's so special about him? I mean, that guy looks like... There's plenty of guys like that.
Yeah, on social media, he's like the shit.
Oh.
Yes, and also what I've heard is...
That looks like Prince KB. You do Prince KB, no?
Of course.
Meh.
Excuse me?
You do Prince KB.
Have you done Prince KB? That's the right question. Because as it is, I know two girls on Instagram.
I'm
done
sure Prince KB doesn't even fucking know who I am.
No, he does. He loves big asses, Prince KB.
Yeah. You haven't done any celebrities?
Any celebrities? There are celebrities of actually like, you know what my problem is with celebrities?
Yeah.
Is, you know, when they approach you, it's like, hey, 2 weeks down the line, I'm like, let me just see what they want to say or whatever. Let me just say hey back, you know, accept hey back. How you doing? And I'm like,
so they got no game.
No,
they don't go straight to the point.
They don't get straight to the point. That's my shit. Cause like with me, I wouldn't expose your identity or whatsoever.
It's business.
Just be straight with me, nigga. You wanna fuck? How much you got?
Show me what you got.
That's it.
Show me what you got.
And then the niggas will be like, I wanna do lunch. Ugh, man, I got food. I can afford my lunch. I can afford my lunch, nigga. What else?
I just gotta understand that you're a sex worker, and let's just be straight with you. You know
exactly. Hey, Koli. Da 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 da. And I'll do reply. You know, I'll do reply and say, hey, thanks for reaching. Blah blah blah. But I wouldn't do that. You know. But hey, hi, what are you doing? Chilling.
That's boring. They're trying to use their celebrity to get
status.
Free, to get free.
Yeah. And it doesn't work.
Because it's work, a, it's work for you. It's work. So they're trying to get
it doesn't work
free,
with me. Nigga,
air.
If you want pussy, I have pussy. You've seen it. Mm-hmm. You wanna fuck it? Okay, come to me, baby boy.
And I'll send you bank details.
You know what's sad? So I think our country is not ready for this. And
no,
it's so
we
sad.
Are. Be ready.
It's so sad.
Be ready, bro. South Africa, we're ready. We're ready. Yes, it's Wangani. Salad and Fluxala, we're fucking ready.
Yeah.
Like, for real, there's so, like, dude, like I said, there's so many girls who are sleeping with 10 guys a day,
dude.
12 guys a day. Some guys are drunk, they're removing condoms. Some guys have fucked three other girls in the same club.
Some guys are beating them up.
Thank you, exactly. Mm. Right? Some guys are abusing girls, some guys are not paying them. Mm. They fucking, they don't pay.
Mm.
Do you get me? Now, if this shit was normalized, you'd have girls not fucking as many guys, not in
girls that are safe, not going
girls
missing.
That are safe. Look at Cody.
Exactly.
Clean. She's wearing brand new sneakers. She's fresh. She's not fucking surviving.
Because if that American guy, if he says put it up your anus and you say no, he's not gonna beat you up.
Thank you.
Or like kill you and throw you in some river because you said no.
Thank you. And you're taking as much dick as any other married woman, for example.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
Shit, no. Married woman?
No.
Oh, there's no dick. There's no sex in marriage.
Hi, Bo.
How's the sex in marriage?
Hi, Bo.
It's not like
it's happening.
It's not like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
No, oh, lady.
Oh,
please.
Wait. Which one is this one?
Oh.
And lunch, dinner, and sex once a week.
Hi, Bo. No. It's every day.
Twice a week.
Every day.
Every day.
Thank you. That's
good. Kumamanga. Kumamanga, sex lady.
Okay, maybe she's not getting, but there are girls getting smashed more than her,
mm-hmm.
for example, mm-hmm. in strip clubs,
mm.
brothels, who are not making as much as her. And those
she's
girls,
in control, bro.
And those girls are have exposed themselves to more risk than she has.
Yes.
She's not at risk at all.
At
in the
all.
Comfort of her own home.
Yeah. Thank you. So South Africa, we are ready for this.
Yeah.
Let's reduce the spread of HIV. Let's reduce the spread of HIV and AIDS and STIs.
Okay, what are we sponsored by now?
Girl, sign up on OnlyFans and condomize while you're at it and make 70,000, 80,000 rands. Yeah. 90,000 rands.
You know what guys do when they approach me, ne? Since I'm on X videos and the Pornhub. Hey, what's your rate?
Mm.
I want a quickie. What's the rate? So it's just like, oh, okay, cool.
And at any time, have you ever felt like you're in danger while doing any of the stuff that you're doing? Because it's your body. You decide what you want to do.
Exactly.
No one's forcing you.
Honestly, I've never been in any sexual danger. It's just guys saying, listen, I really want to fuck you, pussy. Just name a hotel, I'll book it. And just name a bride, I'll book everything. And all you have to do is just show up and fuck me.
Yeah,
and you do that.
Yeah,
it's so crazy because I can already see when this episode drops, no?
Yeah.
There's gonna be so many flies judging her,
mm.
the way she looks, the way she talks,
but
not really understanding. Like, yeah, we've been laughing and joking, but like, if you think about it,
if
honestly,
you listen carefully, that's
like,
true,
dude. Yeah. If you listen, like,
just ownership. That's why I have a problem with one of my with one of my OnlyFans creators, ne? You know, like girls, okay, we're in this industry, ne?
One of your colleagues?
No, some of them. Like, okay, you're doing hookups, you're doing OnlyFans and hookups on the side. I hate the shit that Uguzi guys doesn't know shit. Like, guys, the guy hits you up, hey, Oli, are you cool? I want us to do lunch, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then automatically, a girl thinks that's a respective way of a guy saying, I want a hookup.
Mm.
You know, I want to fuck and I want to pay you.
Mm.
What's your rate?
Mm.
And then many girls fall for that. Like, I want to do lunch. They do lunch. They go on the club. Hey, it's my birthday this Saturday.
Pop bottles.
I can pick you up. Da, 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 da. The thing is, you want money. Né? And I've always been like, be honest with the guy.
Yes.
Like,
so much
say,
can be simplified.
Bro,
hey, I want to do lunch.
So much can be simplified.
The shit you can say after that is like, I do hookups and I charge this and that.
That's
and
it.
That.
That's
if
it.
You're okay with it, cool, we can go. And because people get scammed and shit like that. So, and I want 40% of that money. If you're cool with it, you can send it on this account. You send it. And if he's not cool with it, that's fine. On to the next. Not that. I'm just assuming he knows what we're doing.
Think about it. All the cases that we've seen, right? All the cases. Hey, Penduk. What's wrong now?
No, the sound guy is just signaling.
Sound guy, you weren't in the action key.
Nah, man, he's just signaling to the mic. Go on.
All the cases we've heard, like, you know, when girls go missing, or like we see videos of girls being beaten up from the guy that were at the club last night because they don't want to give it up, or shit like that. Have you ever heard anything happen where it starts with, I was on OnlyFans, and then this is what happened?
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's always, I was at the club.
Yes.
And then we were drinking. And then they took us out. And then this.
Yeah,
never was only on fans. And then, you know.
Or we had an appointment. It was a transaction.
Yeah.
It was a transaction.
Yeah.
You never hear that. It's these blurry lines of let's go out, let's this, let's
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Sometimes just be honest with
be
people.
Honest.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just
be honest. Be honest with your intentions.
Yes.
I think it's very important for us as women to be honest with our intentions. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
And guys.
Yeah, and like, and guys as well. Like, I don't want a relationship, sis. I just want to fuck. I can pay you this.
What do you say?
Mm. Is this the world we're in now?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
You know what?
It's a simple world, though. It's so much simpler.
It's so simple.
There's
it's
no confusion.
Confusion. No unnecessary lunch.
You see things like...
No, Davido gave me 1,000 in the morning.
Exactly.
Mavusos.
Who's that?
Davido.
Yeah, but who did he...
Some girl from Konka.
Ah. Oh, from Konka.
She was expecting $1,000, but he 1,000
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. You just should be upfront. When a guy hits you up and you want some money... Listen,
I respect
you,
that.
You know,
man.
This thing, the statements that we would say, it goes like, no, in total, may be nemali. What exactly? May be nemali yani? Do you want to get paid, you know, after the transaction?
Exactly.
Be straightforward.
Let's
instead
be honest.
Of these,
yeah, let's
you
be
know,
honest.
Minor expectations.
And Dindala, brah, you know, I come from a background where, as a woman, you know, like, twain in our glass shape.
Yeah, I've got
the ass, I've got the figure, and then. Guys, on any fucking industry, even in a university, I was at UNISA, like, people would just see you as a sex object.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, if you want to get this, you need to go through this.
Yeah.
Oh, they say that about us all the time. I'm sure if you just came on the show and said hello, oh, look at them. Objectifying her.
Yeah.
If you want this and you get this, and all the boring stuff. And for me, it's just like.
But girl, you are running it and you know
hey,
what
she's
you're
brave,
doing.
Man. I love you. Keep doing your shit,
good.
Man.
Like,
what advice would you have for
advice?
For young girls. So 14
who look
year olds
up to you.
Who are in studio right now.
Listen, hopefully. There's a girl right now.
Is there so?
Yeah, there's a girl right now.
Okay.
Out there.
Where?
Who's got a phone, who's got internet, banging body, who's a good fuck, who's struggling to get a job, because we know there's an unemployment rate in South Africa, who loves dick, like everybody loves sex,
and wants to...
possibly is contemplating, and possibly they were contemplating of selling their bodies, right? But now there's OnlyFans, and they're contemplating of opening an OnlyFans. What's the best way to push and do your thing? What should they invest in? Cameras, lighting? What should they, like, you know what I mean, to make this a viable business and make money and, like, you extend their mother's home and all these nice things?
One thing for sure is a good phone that has...
because a lot of porn stars are on OnlyFans and they're recording with their iPhone.
A good phone.
Cherokee and them, they record with their iPhone.
Yes.
I swear to God.
A good phone, and do your research about these porn sites. Do your research about anyone you're following up on or you're looking up on. Just do your research. Ne? And then when it comes to OnlyFans... You know, with OnlyFans here in SA, you just need a call sign. you know, like in the hip hop industry, like a call sign. Hey,
I've noticed
you retweeted
Insta stories. They push
you. Yeah, you just need that. You just need to be consistent with your work, so you can keep subscribers. Because subscribers come and go.
Yeah.
Because every month the debit order needs to come out. So
you need to be consistent with putting and just do your research and everything. PPVs, shout outs for shout outs, and just do your research and look up to those people who are doing it and just, okay, you can't do shit like the way I do it, but just remix it. Like njenge content, ne? Content, I look up to so many subscribers here in SA. Confidently, like, you know, when a girl puts up their videos on Twitter, like their promo shit, I just look up to her and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, I'm going to do like that.
Who do you look up to? Because to me, you're like, you know, the paragon of this shit.
I look up to many content creators, but honestly, I look up to this one international content. Listen, man, this girl.
Come on. Let's Google it. Uban. Cherokee.
Miss London.
Miss London. Do you know her name?
No, I don't know.
That's a fucking legend.
That's the one who fucked Miss London. Is it Lil Baby?
Yeah.
She fucked Lil Baby. Like, you know what she was saying? A celebrity hits her up on some, yo, let's do a booking. This, are you cool? Yeah, what's your rate? Whatever. And then they met up. And then she fucked up because she's supposed to be discreet. But she went out and said she fucked Lil Baby. And all over. Yeah.
Celebrities.
She got a thick ass.
That's nothing I would do.
She's got a thick ass.
I learned from the best, Miss London, so I wouldn't white do girls, that shit.
No, no, a lot of porn stars are fucked, like, rappers, and we never know about it. Like Samina Orr, who's also huge on OnlyFans. Fuck Drake. She's cool Drake.
I think after this episode, I think, Saul, you're gonna need a porn review show. That's what you need.
Grace,
you know them all.
Because while you were talking and you're talking about research and good quality cameras, I'm like, this is a fucking podcast.
I'll review OnlyFans.
All of them.
Most of the porn stars in our country are very great.
With everything is just
this girl's beautiful, man.
With the consistency.
Yeah, Miss London is hot. Yes, sir. Huge ass.
Damn it.
With the consistency and everything. But then the quality is just,
it's not good.
And everyone has been complaining about that on Twitter. And I just wanted to do something that frank, you know.
But I think it's South Africa, but MacGyver, they like that bad quality. What do you say?
No, we don't like bad.
No,
it is 10.
Yeah.
We don't like bad quality.
Yeah.
No, guys.
I love that shit.
No, he wants
to. That's my shit. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
No, HD.
I hate it.
HD.
Clim.
Yeah.
When I do my filter, HD is not ticked.
You know when things are just looking too professional.
Where you have to turn the phone.
I'm a show. I'm a show.
See the right angle and see the ass.
Yeah, you like that shit?
Nah, man, guys, come on.
You don't know if it's
what's that?
I'm Pete or it's the back of the knee.
No, come on, guys.
You don't know.
Yeah, but many people have been complaining about it on social media, wherever.
The quality.
The quality, man.
Fuck all of them.
No, let's go to. I can tell you,
when I firstly watched porn, I didn't watch quality porn.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Then you upgrade.
But then again, if you want to set a standard for yourself, you have to do quality porn. Mm. Yeah.
I think your
quality. And then again, on X videos, if you want to modernize on your shit, it has to be quality shit.
Yeah, I'm not your target market.
The international market for is so me, used to good quality.
For me to subscribe to you while they're fixing your house, then you must record.
Yeah. I need to book
with your mother screaming in the background.
Yeah, just run so desert. Toilet. Wap. Don't wap. Like, I just want the hood. Yo, OnlyFans, man. Quality. You need lighting.
Ah, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, everything needs to be clear.
Yeah.
The pussy, the juice that comes out of it, it just has to be like, ooh, my God. Wow. That pussy's beautiful.
I must say, this episode, I've been hearing a lot of guys going to the bathroom. So it's been very busy.
I hope you wipe the rim, the toilet rim. Right?
Yes, and I really wanted to get into the fact that, you know, with porn, I wanted to do like OnlyFans, you know. You know, take pictures and shit and just do those little things. And then niggas just kept licking my shit.
Asking,
you know. Licking your shit, yeah.
Licking my shit. I was like.
Oh, licking?
Yeah, licking. Like. I was like, who's the big boss now?
Wait, who kept on licking your shit?
Licking.
Yeah.
Is it liking?
Liking?
Like licking people posting shit. Yes. Not like clicking.
Yeah. Or liking and reposting and shit.
Yeah, so, like screen recording my shit and then posting it on Twitter or wherever.
Oh, yes.
On SpangBang or whatever.
Yes.
So for me, it was like, because now, again, for me, this is a, I know this will sound stupid, but this is a career for me. Mm.
No, it is. It's not stupid.
What do you mean it sounds stupid?
No.
For some
people. It's not stupid. It's dude, you're making 90K.
Yeah, so.
It's a lucrative career.
You're not making a living out of this shit.
You're not committing a crime.
Yeah. You're committing a crime.
I'm making an honest living out of this shit with my pussy.
God given talent.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was just like, let me make the most of it, because now I don't want to start something that I'm really passionate about, and then people that I honestly thought they'll back me up. Hey, holy,
so what does the future hold? What do you want to see yourself like?
Is there life after porn?
Yeah. What do you want
to life after porn? Mm. Okay, I've done my research on that as well. People who have done porn before are doing great. They invest in businesses, property, and then they just stop. You know, and just they have their businesses, you know,
that self-sustain them.
Yeah. They just like, oh, it was great, I felt good, but I don't regret it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at a point in my life where I'm just like doing whatever the fuck I want.
Fuck it.
There we go.
I'm really passionate about this. It's just, you know, when X-Videos told me, goes, hey, we're going to give you your money after 3 months, I was like, but it's okay. Yeah. I love this.
Now you have savings.
Let me just keep doing this shit.
Exactly.
Exactly. So it's just like, is. Much
that's a big
as
ass, bro.
Can you please see your ass? Like,
can you touch it?
It is about much about money, you know.
Send invoices.
But I'm just like passionate about porn. I love having sex. I love coming.
Can you see your ass, though?
You sound like me. Can the people who've never seen your ass see your ass so that they
see
can
my ass
subscribe?
Just turn
then.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to like drop your pants.
Yeah. Just turn around.
Just turn around.
Oh
turn
my
around.
Goodness. Can we touch?
Can I touch?
Is it real?
Can
yeah,
we judge?
It is real. Like I haven't made enough money.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that
that thing is amazing, by the way.
Considering the fact that there are priorities I've done, like I'm fixing home and shit like that.
Mm.
I'm
no,
sending
that
my money.
Matter. It's your money.
Yeah, I'm sending my mom an allowance every month. You know my mom loves money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's like, girl.
You got it from your mom.
So she's like, girl. It's time.
Nah, that's cool, man.
That's cool. Nah, it is cool, but you know, considering the fact that Tugutu, my mom is supportive, my parents are supportive, my dad and my mom, it's just a blessing to me, because whatever people have to say about me don't matter.
Look, the thing about your kind of career, porn, I feel like it's a long term career. Because it's not like football where you're hot for like 5 years. Once you've got fans who love you.
Sex does not expire.
We've got grannies on porn, man, who are making money.
Cherokee is on Cherokee Diaz, the woman I talk about. She's like in her 40s. She's on OnlyFans. And she's charging also like $40 or $10 or whatever. And people
she's a legend, man.
Exactly.
You know she's the black coffee of porn.
Exactly.
Black coffee of porn.
Yeah. Of course.
Very, very big on the slaps. But only like an ass. It's an ass slap. No, I mean an ass slap. I mean like when they smack them from behind. You can hear pop. A round of applause. You know?
She's so beautiful, man.
Yeah, she is. And she's even taking, and she's married and she's still taking bookings, you know that?
Wow.
Imagine, like, you're married, you're making money on the side in your businesses or whatsoever.
My husband is cool.
But since people know you or your name on linked to this porn shit, you can still make
guys look out for
that.
The ghost lady.
That could still on my on my 30s I can still get a guy saying, listen, I followed you for many years.
You see how much Cherokee charges per 30 minutes? That's dollars.
But that's fair though.
How much?
That's fair
that's
though.
That's an email conversation between her and I.
That's fair though.
You can
what,
see
$1,500
dollars.
30 minutes.
That's fair though.
How much is that?
Regarding the fact that she's big.
Crazy.
But on my 40s, Nancy.
So you'd have to fly to America.
No.
Oh, she'll come.
No, you'll fly to America.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What they do there? Sorry. They travel. So they can have like 2 months of touring. She'll be in Philadelphia for like a week, Miami for a week, etc. for a week.
Colonial South African tour.
Yeah,
I told you this thing is a podcast.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong game.
Yo, guys, let's do the podcast. We need to do that podcast.
Yeah.
So please don't stop. Like,
I won't.
Please keep up. When are we? Can we expect the next tape?
2 weeks from now.
Saul asking for himself.
2 weeks from now.
2 to 3 weeks.
No, we'll organize our shoot. You saw my material.
Oh,
you
know?
Can I come check one of your videos? I want to see like what equipment you're using, because we're trying to uplift our standards as well.
Yeah, the lighting.
The lighting.
LCD numerics models. You know.
Maybe we need a crew with palaclavas.
No, I won't.
You know when I decided to went shopping for my lights. You know when I wanted to do shopping for my lights, and I was Ekaya at home. I was like, Casey, you know, Casey waves.
Hey!
I was like, dude, help me!
Hey, I didn't get that one.
Oh no, it's fine.
Is it a brand?
Yeah.
No, it's
the guy he works with.
Yeah,
but
photographer.
Yeah.
I was like,
well, his name is Casey.
Yeah, Casey waves. He's one of my closest friends. And I was
he's
like,
the balaclava. Give him Zegezeg.
No, he's not Zegezeg. It's just a videographer. Like, just a, you know, like one of those people was like...
Oh, yeah, I know. I get the memory thing now.
So, like, Casey, listen, I want to shop for life.
Yeah.
You know, for myself. You know, because even though I do Skypes on the side, you know, Skypes.
Yeah, Skype. Like one-on-ones, yeah.
Yeah.
On Skype, yeah.
I want to have, like... perfect lighting, and Casey was there and he was like, listen, let's go shopping.
Yeah,
and he advised me on what lights I should get.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, thank you.
Alright, Ghost Lady, what do you want to say in closing, man? We're out of time.
I'm like, so I'm in awe. Thank you for coming, Oli. Like, power to you, babes.
Thank you,
Oli. Like, this is my home girl. So yeah.
Okay, you, Penduka?
Oli, you're a pioneer. You're a fucking legend. Proud of you. You're making money. You're doing what everybody on earth who's an adult should be doing and does, which is having sex, and you're just recording yourself. And keep going. Don't stop. I'm waiting for more content. Invest wisely. Do your fucking thing proudly. You're still going to meet people. Because this is Africa, South Africa. Want to shit on you and say whatever. Keep fucking going. We love your work. And also, the women who are calling your mom, they hope, they wish they had enough courage to do what you do and make as much bank as you make. It's out of jealousy that you're doing what they fucking don't have the guts to do. So keep going. And
Thank you.
Be unstoppable. Do it till you're like 40 or something.
Yeah.
What do you want to say, love, in closing?
I'm just thankful to be here and, you know, to say my side of the fucking story. Just for because people have never heard me talk about this shit or
it's
how
the first interview.
It's the first interview ever I've had. I've had interviews like people wanting to interview me, but just like.
I hope you guys are ready for the shitstorm on Twitter tomorrow.
You're about to blow up. We're ready, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone is not going to listen. They're gonna take a snippet,
of yeah,
and then blow it up.
They're gonna go.
We know.
I'm used to that, and thankfully, we're good to have just been on Twitter minding the business that pays me. I'm that
That's
person.
Good. Keep it like that. Yeah.
But you're going to be getting a whole lot of
minding
like
the business
too.
That pays me.
Keep it like that.
That's how I knew you guys. Mm. You guys were cancelled. You know, and I'm just like, let me
how
just
we're still here.
Yeah, we're still
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
How can we be cancelled?
Same here. Way you'll still
they
be here, baby.
What yeah, they didn't make.
Yeah, they were canceling you on Twitter, and I'm like, let me just go and check them out.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Speaking about that, you guys, bro.
What?
I gotta be recording Saturday, ne?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Please watch this movie.
Okay.
What movie is this?
Actually, it's a series. Black Mirror. Do you guys know Black Mirror?
I want to see it trending. No, I don't know Black Mirror. I'll check it out.
Yeah, Black Mirror.
I know Black Mirror.
Please watch Black
Spot
Mirror.
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah. It's a series, no?
Yeah, it's a series. Mara, watch season 3.
Okay.
Episode 6.
All right.
Please.
Come on.
Please.
What about context and everything else?
No. You don't know how Black Mirror works,
no? Every episode
is different.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Great.
Different theme.
Awesome. Okay.
Please watch Black Mirror.
Black season 3?
Season 3, episode 6. It explains everything that we're seeing now about the cancel culture.
3-6, guys. 3-6.
Like how social media is toxic.
Okay.
It explains it to the T.
3-6.
Yes,
season
3,
episode 6.
Season 3-6.
Yeah, it's called Hate of the Nation. I watched it last night. I was like, fuck, this is me.
This is it, guys.
Staring me. I'm just staring here.
It's crazy, dude. It nails it. And then we'll talk about it on Saturday.
Sweet. No problem.
Because I want to get your input.
Okay, right. Awesome.
Let me just confirm. Black Mirror, Hate in the City or something like that. Ah, fuck, dude.
I love
this. Watch
that.
Steve, it nails what's happening on social media right now.
Is it new episodes, by the way?
No, it's an old.
It's an old episode.
It's an old episode. I don't know why I watched it last night.
I don't give a fuck.
Because I've watched all the episodes.
Hated in the Nation. That's what it's called. Hated in the Nation.
Hated in the Nation.
That's us.
Bro.
Yeah, Hated in the Nation. That's definitely us.
Bro, I always come here and I'm like,
guys, is that you?
Hated in the Nation.
They always come here and I'm like, guys, please watch this.
Yeah.
Guys, do yourself, everyone in this room,
okay,
do yourself a favor.
I'll check it out tonight.
All watch right. it, bro.
Man, okay.
Oh, that thing. Yeah. It's deep.
It's deep.
It explains how fucked up social media is.
Wow.
To the T.
Mm.
To the T, right?
And they use bees and flies. Remember I told you about the bees and flies?
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah! Oh. The bees and flies!
The bees and the flies! Are you a bee or are you a fly?
Are you a bee or are you a fly?
Watch the movie.
Oh.
Bro, it's deep.
Then you know.
Eh?
I'm saying then you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bee or a fly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nah, I'm checking now.
Okay.
3-6.
You shall see the flies tomorrow on Twitter.
Season
yeah,
three.
Yeah. Tomorrow it's the flies day.
Everything.
The flies will be on Twitter.
Flies will be out here.
Yeah.
But we had a good time, man.
Yeah.
We had a good time. She's lit.
Hey, all right, cool, man. We are here, podcast and chill. From one hot thing to another, so.
Yeah.
Grangio is still available.
On Takealot.
On Takealot.
Yeah, I mentioned Mashavela in the beginning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, do you work here now?
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'll mention it again. We're coming at you live from Mashavela Studios.
Yes.
Email podcast
yes.
at mashavela.co.za. We are here, podcast and chill. Grangio out at Soshanguve, Tops in Roslyn. And also now we out at Great Dane in Bram.
Oh, Great Dane in Bram. When yes. I was busy, Chillers Club
on
Sunday.
Yay.
It was amazing. Thank you for everyone for coming out. It was fucking packed.
Yeah. Can we invite you to our events?
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, please. I'll be honored.
For
honestly,
real?
Yeah.
But we don't have money to invite you.
No,
to
it's fine, man.
Oh, okay,
nah, we've got man, bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. Mina, the only thing I do during the day is go to the fucking gym, post news on the internet for money. So it's just that. So please, get me there.
Cool, man. You're going to awesome. Be there. All our events. We must come through.
Yeah.
Is it in jazz?
Yes.
I love it.
We
must do this thing called Blow My Soul, but I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
No concert. Money making.
The sequel.
The sequel. We are here.
Peace.
Yishilo.
To advertise on the podcast and chill network, email Yondela at thisismakg.com. That's Yondela at thisismakg.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast.
and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.